Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next at the top of the hour is Tech Talk. But before Tech Talk, I get a chance to chat with Stevie T, the hardest working man in radio. Steve Thompson joins me this afternoon to talk about a couple of other things here. Steve, how are you doing? It's been forever since I spoke with you.
Yeah, it has been a while, John. I hope you're doing well, and it's great to hear you on the radio.
Well, that's very nice of you to say that. Somebody told me not long ago, said, Hines, if you keep showing up, you failed at retirement. And it's like, well, I just need the practice. So people I need to practice. Hey, let me ask you about a couple of things. Did you hear we were talking about strange food combinations? Do you have one?
I do. And I don't know if I dare share this. But I absolutely, absolutely love, I just don't know if I should share this. I'll get in trouble with my doctor or someone. But I really like, I mean, medium rare hamburgers. You can't get those when you're out to eat, but at home, I really like a medium rare hamburger at home.
Really?
A lot of people would say that's kind of gross, but if you get good quality ground beef and you know where it's coming from, it's pretty good.
Well, see, now I love a rare to medium rare steak, but
for sure.
my hamburger, I don't know. I'm with your doctor on that one, Steve.
Well, no, and I get it. I don't want to get in trouble from the food police. I know it's not cool, but and what I like is like a little Miracle Whip on it. But other than that, you know, no, not really. I prefer potato chips with sour cream versus chip dip. I like my chips just with sour cream, but I wouldn't call that overly unusual.
Nope.
Peanut butter banana sandwiches are quite good. But some of the combos I saw on the text line were like, ooh, I can't do that.
Yeah. Are you a lutefisk person?
No.
I
tried it on a dare, but no, not so much.
All right, I'm tempted to go off color here. Maybe I shouldn't. Never mind. I was going to say the difference between, never mind. But lutefisk and something else is kids won't eat lutefisk, but that's another story. So, all right, skip that one. Skip that one. Yeah. So, so not a strange combination, but I guess I just like my hamburger to stay together more. And when it's medium rare, even with a good ground beef, good where you know where it came from, it just seems to fall apart too much.
Well, and once again, I know that health inspector would say, no, 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 no. But what I do is I get the pan really hot and sear it.
Yep.
And sear it good on both sides. But I know I'm kind of rolling the dice going that route.
But you know where, if you know where the beef came from, you know you're good. So, hey, I got to ask you about this. Josh and I were talking about this earlier. The idea of taking that Chiefs and Dolphins game and putting it up behind a paywall on Peacock tonight if you want to watch it.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised the NFL allowed NBC to do it. And I know they're trying to get more subscribers to Peacock and all of that, and the parent company, et cetera. But the one thing that I believe has made the NFL great is that you get all these games on free over-the-air television during the regular year, and you can watch the playoffs and the Super Bowl on free over-the-air television. And I think we're a bit spoiled, and I think it's a wave of the future that it's going to be more of a pay-per-view model down the road. But I am a little surprised that the NFL is going this route and experimenting with it, because I'm not going to subscribe to Peacock. I'll find out later.
Yeah. Well, and the same thing, though, happened throughout the regular season with Thursday night on Prime. Sure. But apparently that was successful for them. There was maybe some pushback. But I think with the proliferation of people who have Amazon Prime, it's funny, Steve, I was sitting at my computer watching it on that screen, and then I all of a sudden realized, wait a minute, I've got a smart TV. I can pull up Amazon Prime on my TV. Why am I watching it on this screen? So it's maybe a little bit of an education for me at that particular point.
Well, and the challenge is that I think as we see more and more fragmentation, if you will, that you're asking people to have a subscription to Prime and a subscription to Peacock and a subscription to this and a subscription to that. And it kind of goes back to, well, the reason I cut the cord and I don't have cable or satellite TV is I wanted to save a few bucks. And you start adding up all these subscriptions and you're kind of right back where you started.
Well, I've talked with a friend who was in the media side of television from way back when. I'll bet you even know him, but that's not important. But we were talking about this. He said everybody was clamoring for sort of the idea of like a buffet where you just what's the term I'm looking for? But you just select the channels that you want. Everybody was looking for that opportunity and that option until every one of those had a price tag with it. It's like, well, wait a minute here now. I didn't. This is not what I bargained for. I mean, it's to me that's just it's just out there a bit that. Everything. And again, I feel that some of these leagues or whoever's controlling this owes some debt to the fans who are supporting it. And let's give it to them.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. There's got to be a balance between, and generally the NFL has been the gold standard as far as giving away their product for free. There isn't a Sunday during the regular season where there aren't at least three games, usually more, on free over-the-air television. You just need an antenna and a television to pull it in, and you'll be in good shape. But I completely agree, and it's the old a la carte model. I think at some point in time that we're going to get to a model. If you want to watch a game, you're going to pay a small fee. That if you want to watch a Twins game, and you're home that night, you're available, you're going to be able to pay a small fee. And I think that would be the ultimate a la carte. And then if you want to, buy a subscription for the month or the season, you pay more but get a better per-game deal. I think a lot of people would prefer that if it was kind of like, hey, I'm going to watch a game tonight and it's $5. I don't necessarily want to spend the money to subscribe to Peacock and make that commitment over the long haul.
Yeah, you know, and a la carte was the term that I was looking for. I don't know what happened. I couldn't find that in my head anywhere here. But I've got friends who, to get certain games, they have called up and signed up for whatever service had it, because they oftentimes have a free trial. So as long as you remember to unsubscribe within 7 days, you're in pretty good shape at that particular point.
And that's the challenge, remembering to do that. I've signed up for things, and all of a sudden I get an annual bill. And I'm like,
oh, wait a minute. Yes. Yeah. It's like, I think I'm still getting OnStar for a car I no longer have. But if I ever am in an emergency situation, I'm going to find some button to push somewhere, for goodness right. sakes. Yeah, this is not helping me at all at this particular right. point. So, all right. Hey, it's so good to have a chance to chat with you. And you got Doug coming up, right?
Yep. Doug's around the corner. We are going to talk about a lot of things, open up the, talk and tag sign. And by the way, we're going to talk about scams and what you can do to protect yourself to avoid getting scammed online. So we'll do that. On the way.
Well, that's always important advice, and I'm surprised sometimes how some very, very seemingly intelligent people still manage to fall for some sort of a scam. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, you need my social security number and my, okay, and here's my bank number too while I'm at it. And standing there with your pockets turned inside out later on. So, hey, Stevie, thank you for joining me. Have a great afternoon. We'll be listening at News Talk 830 WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next at the top of the hour is Tech Talk. But before Tech Talk, I get a chance to chat with Stevie T, the hardest working man in radio. Steve Thompson joins me this afternoon to talk about a couple of other things here. Steve, how are you doing? It's been forever since I spoke with you.
Yeah, it has been a while, John. I hope you're doing well, and it's great to hear you on the radio.
Well, that's very nice of you to say that. Somebody told me not long ago, said, Hines, if you keep showing up, you failed at retirement. And it's like, well, I just need the practice. So people I need to practice. Hey, let me ask you about a couple of things. Did you hear we were talking about strange food combinations? Do you have one?
I do. And I don't know if I dare share this, but I absolutely, absolutely love, I just don't know if I should share this. I'll get in trouble with my doctor or someone. But I really like, I mean, medium rare hamburgers. You can't get those when you're out to eat, but at home, I really like a medium rare hamburger at home.
Really?
A lot of people would say that's kind of gross, but if you get good quality ground beef and you know where it's coming from, it's pretty good.
Well, see, now I love a rare to medium rare steak, but
for sure.
my hamburger, I don't know. I'm with your doctor on that one, Steve.
Well, no, and I get it. I don't want to get in trouble from the food police. I know it's not cool, but and what I like is like a little Miracle Whip on it. But other than that, you know, no, not really. I prefer potato chips with sour cream versus chip dip. I like my chips just with sour cream, but I wouldn't call that overly unusual.
Nope.
Peanut butter banana sandwiches are quite good. But some of the combos I saw on the text line were like, ooh, I can't do that.
Yeah. Are you a lutefisk person?
No.
I
tried it on a dare, but no, not so much.
All right. I'm tempted to go off color here. Maybe I shouldn't. Never mind. I was going to say the difference between, never mind. But lutefisk and something else is kids won't eat lutefisk, but that's another story. So, all right, skip that one. Skip that one. Yeah. So, so not a strange combination, but I guess I just like my hamburger to stay together more. And when it's medium rare, even with a good ground beef, good where you know where it came from, it just seems to fall apart too much.
Well, and once again, I know that health inspector would say no. But what I do is I get the pan really hot and sear it.
Yep.
And sear it good on both sides. But I know I'm kind of rolling the dice going that route.
But you know where, if you know where the beef came from, you know you're good. So, hey, I got to ask you about this. Josh and I were talking about this earlier. The idea of taking that Chiefs and Dolphins game and putting it up behind a paywall on Peacock tonight if you want to watch it.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised the NFL allowed NBC to do it. And I know they're trying to get more subscribers to Peacock and all of that, and the parent company, et cetera. But the one thing that I believe has made the NFL great is that you get all these games on free over-the-air television during the regular year, and you can watch the playoffs and the Super Bowl on free over-the-air television. And I think we're a bit spoiled, and I think it's the way of the future that it's going to be more of a pay-per-view model down the road. But I am a little surprised that the NFL is going this route and experimenting with it, because I'm not going to subscribe to Peacock. I'll find out later.
Yeah. Well, and the same thing, though, happened throughout the regular season with Thursday night on Prime.
Sure.
But apparently that was successful for them. There was maybe some pushback. But I think with the proliferation of people who have Amazon Prime, it's funny, Steve, I was sitting at my computer watching it on that screen, and then I all of a sudden realized, wait a minute, I've got a smart TV. I can pull up Amazon Prime on my TV. Why am I watching it on this screen? So it's maybe a little bit of an education for me at that particular point.
Well, and the challenge is that I think as we see more and more fragmentation, if you will, that you're asking people to have a subscription to Prime and a subscription to Peacock and a subscription to this and a subscription to that. And it kind of goes back to, well, the reason I cut the cord and I don't have cable or satellite TV is I wanted to save a few bucks. And you start adding up all these subscriptions and you're kind of right back where you started.
Well, I've talked with a friend who was in the media side of television from way back when. I'll bet you even know him, but that's not important. But we were talking about this. He said everybody was clamoring for sort of the idea of of like a buffet where you just, what's the term I'm looking for? But you just select the channels that you want. Everybody was looking for that opportunity and that option until every one of those had a price tag with it. It's like, well, wait a minute here now. I didn't, this is not what I bargained for. I mean, to me, that's just, it's just out there a bit that, everything. And again, I feel that some of these leagues or whoever's controlling this owes some debt to the fans who are supporting it. And let's give it to them.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. There's got to be a balance between, and generally the NFL has been the gold standard as far as giving away their product for free. There isn't a Sunday during the regular season where there aren't at least three games, usually more, on free over-the-air television. You just need an antenna and a television to pull it in, and you'll be in good shape. But I completely agree, and it's the old a la carte model. I think at some point in time that we're going to get to a model. If you want to watch a game, you're going to pay a small fee. That if you want to watch a Twins game and you're home that night, you're available, you're going to be able to pay a small fee. And I think that would be the ultimate a la carte. And then if you want to, you know, buy a subscription for the month or the season, you pay more but get a better per-game deal. I think a lot of people would prefer that if it was kind of like, hey, I'm going to watch a game tonight and it's $5. I don't necessarily want to spend the money to subscribe to Peacock and make that commitment over the long haul.
Yeah, you know, and a la carte was the term that I was looking for. I don't know what happened. I couldn't find that in my head anywhere here. But I've got friends who, to get certain games, they have called up and signed up for whatever service had it, because they oftentimes have a free trial. So as long as you remember to unsubscribe within 7 days, you're in pretty good shape at that particular point.
And that's the challenge, remembering to do that. I've signed up for things, and all of a sudden I get an annual bill. Like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. It's like I think I'm still getting OnStar for a car I no longer have. But if I ever am in an emergency situation, I'm going to find some button to push somewhere, for goodness right. sakes. Yeah, this is not helping me at all at this particular right. point. So, all right. Hey, it's so good to have a chance to chat with you. And you got Doug coming up, right?
Yep. Doug's around the corner. We are going to talk about a lot of things, open up the, talk and text line. And by the way, we're going to talk about scams and what you can do to protect yourself to avoid getting scammed online. So we'll do that. On the way.
Well, that's always important advice, and I'm surprised sometimes how some very, very seemingly intelligent people still manage to fall for some sort of a scam. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, you need my social security number and my, and here's my bank number too while I'm at it. And standing there with your pockets turned inside out later on. So, hey, Stevie, thank you for joining me. Have a great afternoon. We'll be listening at News Talk 830 WCCO.